Radio 2 Album Factoids.
Time now for more album factoids. Here's some about U2's The Joshua Tree. After recording, U2 hired Steve Lillywhite, producer of their first three albums, to remix the potential singles. His job was to make the songs more appealing to radio.
While the band and crew were working on the album's mixing, Lillywhite's then-wife, the late Kirsty MacColl, volunteered to sort out the album's running order. The band told her to put Where the Streets Have No Name first and Mothers of the Disappeared last, but the rest of the tracks were sequenced according to her preference.
When asked why her tracklist worked so well, Kirsty reportedly said, "I put the best one first, then the second best second, then the third best third."
The Joshua Tree on the cover was found in the Mojave Desert near Darwin, California.
The tree photograph for the sleeve came down in the year 2000, but the site remains a popular attraction for U2 aficionados. One fan inserted a plaque into the ground reading, "Have you found what you're looking for?"
Factoids.